now, Meredith Wilson and his chiffon music. Gershwin's Liza.
I've got the most wonderful news.
What now?
Well, I've seen Clark Gable in person, and he's an absolute mess. You look just as good as he does.
Gracie.
And what's more, he said he'd be glad to step aside and let you play the lead in the Hucksters.
Will you stop making up those fantastic fibs?
Fibs? George Burns, how dare you say such a thing? Have I ever told you a fib?
How about the one you told to get that new dress? Or how about the one you told about the dent in the fender? Or the one you told about...
Oh, stop beating around the bush. Just say yes or no.
Yes.
But now I'm telling you the honest truth. I just spoke to Clark Gable.
Gracie, I've heard enough. I know it's not the truth. But even if it was, I'd never replace Gable. I couldn't equal that guy's personality in a million years.
But George...
Forget it. I'm going into the den.
Oh, that stubborn little genius. He's got Gable's looks. Now he thinks he doesn't have his personality. Let's see, now, what is Gable's personality? Well, he's masterful. So strong and masculine that women are scared of him. Well, I'll have to convince George that he can frighten women.
Hi, Gracie.
Oh, hello, Bill. You're just in time to give me some advice.
Yeah?
How can I convince George that he's frightening?
Hold a mirror up in front of him.
Oh, no, Bill. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm trying to build up his confidence so he'll agree to replace Clark Gable in the Hucksters.
George replace Gable?
Well, yes. Don't you think he's got something Gable hasn't got?
Well, yeah, and if Gable had it, he'd shoot himself.
Please, Bill. I really think George would be magnificent in that picture. When people see him, they'll love him as much as I do. I want to share my little huckster with everyone.
Tell me something, Gracie. Why do you love that little schnook so much?
Why do I love George Burns?
Yeah.
Why, just look at his... And how about the way he... Oh, the many times that he... And don't forget his... And you ask me why I love George Burns.
You know, for a minute, I didn't think you'd have a reason.
Oh, Bill, come on and help me. Go in the den and convince George that he's the caveman type, strong and powerful. Point out his muscles to him.
Who's going to point him out to me?
Oh, go on, Bill, please.
Okay, I'll try, Gracie. Well, hello, George, old man. Put it there. Give me some skin, Kim. Huh? Slip me some hide, Jekyll.
Shake, pal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shake hands.
Yeah.
Okay, Bill.
Oh!
What's the matter?
Oh! You broke me with a hand! You broke me!
You broke it! But I barely squeezed it.
You don't know your own strength, you brute. You broke me with a hand. Now they'll have to shoot me.
Shoot you?
Yes. What's the use of living if I can't pick up a cup of Maxwell House coffee? Maxwell House is the very best in coffee drinking pleasure, yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Now you broke my widow hand and I can't drink it.
Bill, even if I did hurt your right hand, that wouldn't keep you from drinking Maxwell House coffee. Haven't you any left?
George, when I drink Maxwell House coffee, I never have any left.
Oh, he made a commercial.
Yeah. You see, the careful selection and blending of choice Latin American coffees plus radiant roasting give Maxwell House that famous flavor. In fact, it's so wonderful that it's bought by more people than any other brand of coffee at any price. So insist on Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Oh, okay, you broke your hand yet.
You crushed it to a pulp, that's what you did. Now I'm through in sports. I was supposed to pitch tonight.
I didn't know you played baseball.
Who's talking about baseball? I got a date tonight. That's when I really pitch.
Goodbye, funny man.
So long, caveman.
Well, Bill, did you convince him he's the Gable type, strong and rugged?
No, Gracie. He knows he's a weakling.
He is not. George is just as manly as the next person.
Yeah, unless the next person happens to be a man.
Never mind. I'll do it myself. I'll go in and make him believe that he's the most masterful, domineering, frightening man who ever lived. George?
Huh?
Oh, that voice. That vibrant, booming voice.
Huh?
Oh, what strength. What power. When you say, huh, you really mean huh.
Huh?
Oh, I tremble when you speak. My bones turn to water, but I love it.
Look, Gracie.
Turn me to water again, George. Splash me around. Call me down the drain.
What is this?
Oh, it's the grip of your personality. If a harsh word should pass your lips, the whole world would turn dark.
Oh, stop.
Oops, the light's out.
You please settle down and tell me what you want.
I want to serve you, Master. You're the captain of my fate.
I'm the captain?
Aye, aye, sir.
Gracie.
What would you like for dinner?
I don't care.
You'll get it. Your word is law.
Look.
What force? What vigor? I'm putty in your hands, George. Just putty.
You are, huh?
Yes. Stick me in a crack. Shove me in a knot hole.
Not a bad idea.
Oh, George, now you're getting angry. You're going to beat me again, aren't you?
Are you nuts? I've never beaten you.
Who won at gin rummy last night?
I did.
Beat me again, George. Oh.
This is murder.
What a man you are. I'm the dirt beneath your feet.
Now, Gracie.
Dig me, Daddy. Fall me under.
Now, look.
Why, you're quite the caveman Gable is.
Gable, I knew it was Gable. We're back to that again. Now, for the last time, I'm not going to make the picture.
But Gable said you could.
Oh, stop with that.
All right, I'll prove it.
Who are you calling?
Clark Gable, that's who. I'll show you I wasn't lying.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Gable. Mr. Gable, it's me again. I want you to talk to my husband. Here, Judge.
Hello, Mr. Gable.
Yeah?
Did you tell my wife I could play the lead in the Hucksters?
Sure.
Well, gee, thanks, Mr. Gable. What can I do for you?
Call me whenever you need a taxi.
Taxi? Aren't you Clark Gable, the actor?
No, I'm Charlie Gable, the cab driver.
I see. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Gracie, Mr. Gable drives a taxi.
Realizes he's through in pictures, huh?
He never was in pictures. You got the wrong Gable. This guy is Charlie Gable.
Then Clark Gable isn't short and fat and...
No, he's tall and handsome. Well, do you still think I can take Gable's place?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Certainly. You can drive a taxi.
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show is written by Paul Henning and Keith Fowler. Until next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee.
Always good to the last drop.
Gracie, I'm glad you gave up the silly idea. I could never replace Clark Gable and the Huckster.
I haven't given up. I've changed my mind. After all, there's only one difference between you and Gable. He's got a mustache.
Gracie, from the lip down, we're not exactly twins either. His neck is bigger. His shoulders are bigger. His chest is bigger.
Oh, don't worry. When you get down to your feet, he won't be in your class.
And now stay tuned in for Noah Webster Says, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.